I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois hit a grim milestone in COVID-related deaths. The Department of Public Health reports the state surpassed 10,000 deaths from the virus. That includes 97 fatalities in one day. Meanwhile, Governor J.B. Pritzker is considering more COVID restrictions. This warning comes as cases and hospitalizations continue their sharp increase. Mary Hansen has more.
Dozens of local governments, bars, and restaurants across Illinois say they won't comply with a ban on indoor dining and drinking. They say the mitigations from the state meant to control the spread of COVID-19 will result in lost jobs, income, and permanent business closures. But Pritzker says the opposite could happen.
But if you want to keep the economy moving forward, they ought to go enforce the mitigations that we put in place.
Pritzker says enforcing the bans now could help bend the curve of infections and prevent further restrictions. The governor says he's considering statewide measures that have been in place before. That could include closing salons and barbershops, non-essential stores, and limiting in-person gatherings to 10 people. But Pritzker says he's not looking at another stay-at-home order. I'm Mary Hansen.
The majority of U.S. adults say this election has been a significant source of stress in their lives, and this is true regardless of political affiliation, according to a report from the American Psychological Association. Adairun K. Peterson is a psychiatrist and instructor at Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. She says it's not surprising people are stressed given the difficulties of the pandemic coupled with election uncertainty.
It's no wonder that all of us are feeling some level of tension, anxiety, and stress with a week that was supposed to, in an ideal world, just be 24 hours of that type of stress. And now, you know, we're sort of in this period of uncertainty, and it's really hard.
Peterson encourages people to think of their mental health as a critical part of overall health. If you are struggling, try to take a break from the news to do things you enjoy. Exercise, take a walk, connect with loved ones, but avoid arguing about politics. The leader of the Democratic Party of Illinois, Michael Madigan, is not resigning. This comes as he faces calls to step aside by Governor J.B. Pritzker and U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth. They say Madigan's leadership was a drag on the party this election when voters defeated a call to tax rich people at a higher rate. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois healthcare leaders say staff and facilities are feeling the stress of an increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations in this region. SIH admitted a record number of coronavirus patients last week, and leaders say they expect that number to grow this week. More than 40 were hospitalized as of Wednesday. CEO Rex Buddy says it's past time for people to follow guidelines that have been in place for months.
It's not cute. It's not defiant. It's not appropriate in any way, shape, or form to not wear your mask. I can't make beds appear out of thin air.
Buddy says while SIH isn't calling off elective surgeries at this time, it is a possibility as the organization works to make sure staff and patients are protected. Regionally, COVID cases are surging. Daily positive cases are topping 300, and there are currently more than 4,500 active cases across Southern Illinois. Voters rejected the graduated income tax proposal on Tuesday, and WSIU's Benji Jeffords talked with Carbondale's Mayor Mike Henry about what happens now.
Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry says if the amendment had passed, Illinois would have gained more than $3 billion in annual revenue. Henry says this would have helped Illinois with an $8 billion backlog of bills and with the economic impact of COVID-19.
I supported it largely because as I studied through it and read everything, I couldn't see how we could possibly cut ourselves out of this without really hurting a lot of folks in the state of Illinois as far as cutting budgets. We'll just have to see what our legislators come up with.
The governor has cautioned cuts to public safety and human services may be made to deal with budget deficits. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.